Good day, everybody. Good day. It is Tuesday, September 19, 2017. How are you? Going beyond the grind, going beyond the hustle, continuing talking about short-term goals, understanding the types. Now, short-term goals are often, but not always, stepping stones, there we go, on the way to achieving long-term goals. But again, not always. Sometimes they can just end right then and there. And there's four types, and when you recognize these four types, these more the more popular of the four types. There's family, there's lifestyle, there's career, and there's financial. Now, let me break them down real quickly, give you a couple of examples. And family, well, starting a family, that can be a short-term goal that becomes a long-term goal. Christmas shopping or birthday shopping, you know, that's it. You're done. You've done it. You've completed it. Now you're ready for next year. You with me? Getting a puppy. Again, it's also one of those short-term goals that has a very long tail, if you know what I mean. Pun intended. But it is one of those that actually becomes a long-term goal, a long-term achievement. Lifestyle. Well, you can quit smoking. You can quit smoking. You can lose 10 pounds, or you can start exercising. All three of which have long-term effects. So, see, that's short-term stuff. Losing 10 pounds, no big deal. But in general, your knees start feeling better. Just losing 5 pounds, they say your knees start feeling better. Less weight for it to carry around. In your career, you can learn to code Java or anything else, C++ or any other Ruby on Rails or PHP, whatever. You can learn to code, and that's a good thing because, again, that produces long-term results. Taking a class or a course, not just learning how to code, but a class on leadership or a class in a French language or a cooking class or something that's going to make you more proficient in what you do in your career. Reading a leadership book, that never hurts. Again, that's a short-term thing with long-term implications. Financial, start a savings account if you haven't already done so. Learning how to invest in stocks and bonds. And teaching others how to balance a checkbook. And if you don't know how to balance a checkbook, you really should learn. It's one of those things that they don't teach you in school, but it's very, very important. Trust me, I found out the hard way. And I'm not going to pull any punches. I found out the hard way. And you know, you don't want to get yourself in that situation. So keep in mind that these goals could stop right then and there, like I said. And, you know, you can go on from them. You can build from them. You can go and create long-term goals because, again, they could fit the profile of long-term goals or lifelong goals. Hey, listen, don't forget to make today better than yesterday.